You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you at the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Job, chapter 42, verse 5 and 6. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes sees you. Therefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. This was Job speaking. He said he has heard of God, but now his eyes sees God. Now, does it mean that Job physically saw God? Not really. God jumped from the pages of scriptures and became real to Job. God was no longer somebody that is being described to Job by a third party. God is no longer someone that Job read about. God became somebody that Job knew intimately. No matter the teaching you have heard about God, and I want you to get this right, God is not theology. God is a real and actual person, and he wants you to know him intimately. You need to have a real life experience of God. Many people don't know how to pursue this. You know, when I was learning to depend on God, when I read books, the kind of preachers I was reading then, like Watchman Nee, Billy Connie, and even later Zach Ponea, many of them, I saw that they depended on God for their provision. They live exclusively trusting God. Now, some of them worked at a point, but later on in life, they lived exclusively on God, just trusting him. So I decided to do that. And the first time I tried it, it was tough, but the grace of God helped me. But at the end of the day, I now learned that God is real. And if I trust him, he will provide for me. Now, of course, I graduated in school. I was in school then. I graduated, did NYSC or what we call National Youth Service. And then finally did some postgraduate program. I got a job, got married. But then that thing I had learned of God remained with me. It's a reality. It's not just theoretical that God will provide. No, I have come to know God that he will provide. So when the time came and God said, leave your job, go and be preaching my word and give all your life to everything I have asked you to do, there was no struggle. Because you see, today I noticed that when I meet preachers, there's always one question everybody is asking me. They say, where's your church? I say, I don't have a church. Say, what are you doing? I say, I'm preaching the word of God. Okay, how do you take care of your family? How do you take care of yourself? They kept on asking me. And it got to a point I felt pain because I now began to realize that, is it that you people really don't know God or you don't trust him? He is real. He sent me. Why do you think that he won't provide for me? Why do you think I will not be provided for? You know, somebody was even insinuating, said, okay, maybe your wife is working. And I said, see, what we spend on ministry alone, not on me, not on the family, just ministry alone monthly. My wife's salary can't even take care of it. I said, why does it look strange to you that if God called people, he will not cater for them? Look at Elijah. Did he not feed him? When Jesus sent his disciples and said, don't take anything along, did they lack? No. How come we read those things, we don't believe it? It's because we have not truly experienced God. You see, God, we teach. But see, the whole essence of teaching is for God to be real to you. I am not doing theology. My prayer, I want to bring the experience of God to people's life. That's why Paul said, my children of whom I pray, until Christ is formed in you. There is a reality. It's not head knowledge. There is an experience Paul was praying for that everybody listening to him must have. God is real. God is not abstract. God is not an idea. As we read about him in the pages of scriptures, It has to become a real experience. You know, when they talk, he's strange to me, because for me, I see him. I know he's real. I know that I will be well catered for. You know, they can't understand, how can you give up a job like that? How can you just be like that? How? But you see, he's so real. I can tell you, I don't know how I will feed every single month. But I know I will feed every single month. I don't need to have something that I'm sure, oh, he's coming. No, God is surer than anything you think that is sure for you. God is surer than when I was earning salary. He's real. So you see, Job said, I have heard of you by the hearing, but now my eye sees you. See, I want you to see God. I want you to pray and say, Lord, I want to see you. Jesus didn't come to come and give us theology, brethren. He came that we might have life, the life of the Father. He said that if you know me, you have known the Father. He came that we might know him. He said, this is life eternal, that they may know you, the only true God. It's not that they may have knowledge of scriptures. He said that they may know you. Brethren, God is real. He wants us to know him. The cherubim that are before God, that worship him day and night, endlessly. See, God is real to them. God is not theology. God wants us to know him that intimately. And you will notice something that happened in verses. He said, therefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. You don't preach repentance to a man that knows God. You don't preach repentance to a man that has seen God. He will repent. This one that you are still defending yourself. You are still trying to, you have not seen God. When Isaiah saw God, he said, I'm a man of unclean lips. Nobody preached to him. Nobody preached and said, Isaiah, repent. Nobody. But when he saw God, he repented. You can't see God and still continue to dilly-dally with sin. I need you to pray. I want you to pray and say, Lord, I want to see you. See, Job has heard so much about God. They could all present theology about God, but they still didn't know God. But one day, he knew God. And a man that the Bible describes as a righteous man, he said, I repent in dust and ashes. Imagine if a man as righteous as Job is repenting. How much more those who are living in sin? Brethren, this is what Jesus came to give to us. A true living knowledge and relationship with God. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.